Welcome to your daily devotional for January 11th. Then the glory of the Lord departed. Ezekiel chapter 10 and verse 18. This was a sad day for the nation of Israel. The glory of the Lord which had come into the temple back in the days of Solomon was leaving. God's guiding hand of protection and blessing was being removed. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. That principle is transdispensational. And it holds true today for the church. If the church leaves God, then God will leave the church. And if the church as God's choice vessel fails to exercise its great commission, then the Lord will leave it to its own foolishness. The church in America is in a sad state. Seems to have little influence on society. Little salt and little light. All you have to do is compare the immorality of our culture and what is accepted to the relative morality of 70 years ago, or 170 years ago. Friends, the charismatic movement and neo-evangelicalism, the shallow entertainment seeker-sensitive church, are not working. We need to get back to the book, the Holy Bible. Revival is good old-fashioned preaching and repentance, and not the rock star preachers and musicians without substance that is the rage of the low-accountability worldly church of our day. Come out from her and her influence. Also know this, that social media ministry will leave you empty in the end. Do you not see how the world has taken over the church on these platforms? There is no substitute for personal evangelism. Friends, I hope the Lord has not left us yet. As our text comes to us in Ezekiel's day, the glory of the Lord has not left completely. He was still in sight. At the threshold of the temple, perhaps it is not too late to cry aloud in mourning of personal and national repentance. Perhaps the Lord will turn and lead his people. Please join me today in asking him to remain a bit longer, that revival may yet come in our midst. There are sufficient numbers of folks already who are talking shallow talk of revival but will not put in the work of daily discipleship. What is needed are serious disciples of Christ. Such the Lord will hear and bless and revive today.